T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tuesdays, we talk about the new films that are out there on video. Sometimes it's a look back at the best of the old films. And Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com, is with us. And what have you, you've curated a Robert Duvall film festival for us?
Yeah, this is just a little Robert Duvall, some of my favorite Robert Duvall movies.
Yeah.
He was a guest several years ago at the Virginia Film Festival. And I always remembered what he said there, just that to him, the Western was America's Shakespeare, and that's where, you know, actors, you know, kind of told the American story. And I've always thought of him in those terms ever since then. And so when I look back at his career, the first one that comes to mind from '79 is one of his first Oscar nominations was for The Great Santini. This is based on a Pat Conroy novel that's very autobiographical. And he's playing a Marine fighter pilot and a father who's kind of the tyrannical boss of his family. And he has this very contentious relationship with his son. That's the central story of the movie and the whole family. And if younger viewers or younger listeners who have never seen Robert Duvall at his most passionate, that you need to see this movie. It's just completely unlike anything else that he'd done up to that point. The next one is Lonesome Dove, which is his great Western, based on Larry McMurtry's novel. It is, even fans of the Western movies will agree that even though this was a miniseries, it deserves to be ranked up there with the best films. It's that good. The production values are that good. The story about the opening of Texas is really important. And he and Tommy Lee Jones just do terrific work together. And the end of it is just one of the most emotional things you'll ever see. I guarantee you will be tearing up at the end of this. Secondhand Lions is not a great film. Let me say that right off the bat. It came out in 2003, but it has the most wonderful barroom scene in it. And it has this great speech, short speech, by Robert Duvall as before he starts to beat up on a bunch of punks. That is just one of my favorite moments in all of his career. And it's, I guarantee it will show up in any kind of, you know, highlight reel of his things. You'll see this speech. And then finally, The Judge from 2014. I see this as almost a companion piece to The Great Santini because it is about an older man's relationship with his son. In this case, it's Robert Duvall, Robert Downey Jr., rather. And Duvall plays this an older judge getting on in years. And he must turn to Robert Downey Jr., who is a slick lawyer when he is accused of murder. It's a good courtroom drama, terrific ensemble cast in it, too. Just could hardly be better. A little dated in some ways, but again, just to see two really good actors like Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall working together like this, that is worth the price of a ticket right there. All of these are available for streaming right now, and I highly recommend every one of them.
I feel like I saw The Great Santini years ago with you know, with Pat Conroy. That jumps out at me, the author.
So yeah.
Maybe that's time to go back and take a look at it. And doesn't Robert Duvall's got a ranch out here near
us? He does. It's somewhere up in Northern Virginia. And I don't know if he still lives there. At one time, he was spending an awful lot of time there.
Yeah.
And he's been at various times involved in local politics up there, too. You remember back when they were trying to get some kind of Disney park up there?
Well, that was big.
And then Walmart came in. He was involved in the fight against that.
Walmart built anyway, and it's been a long running thing. Really interesting, Robert Duvall. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.